each and every day we've got a decision to make, and that's, what are we going to eat? What are we feeding ourselves? And it oftentimes is a choice between food that's actually nutritious for us, like whole foods, nutritious foods, or cheap imitation food. And I don't mean just physically, I mean spiritually. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 5:6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And he says this to a crowd of people who he saw were spiritually malnourished. People who were consuming different spiritual food, spiritual junk food that wasn't filling their souls. And so he says, hey, if you guys want to be full, you need to hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when I read that verse, I wonder, and what are you talking about, Jesus? What is righteousness? What is righteousness? How do you crave? How do you hunger and thirst for this righteousness? Well, this word righteousness, it's translated many different ways throughout the New Testament, depending on the context. But really, at the core of it, it talks about a right relationship. A right relationship with God that we can have through Jesus, through his death on the cross, through his resurrection, and a right relationship that we can have with the rest of creation, other people, family members, spouses, and even ourselves by following his teachings, by living under his authority, his rule, and his reign. So really, in a nutshell, what does it mean to hunger and thirst after righteousness? Is to hunger and thirst after Jesus, the things of God, to live under his kingdom. So the question I have for you today is, are you full? Like, think about it. Is your soul satisfied? Or are you maybe hungry? Are you maybe a little bit empty, a little bit discouraged? Maybe you don't have the peace, the contentment. Maybe you don't have the happy, blessed life that you always dreamed you would have. If that's you, if you would admit that you're not completely full and you're kind of dissatisfied with your current state of being, understand that you're not alone. In fact, just a couple months ago in March, the Gallup pollsters, they came out with the World Happiness Report that they do every year. They studied 130 countries and asked people their level of happiness. And for the first time since they've done this poll, the United States did not crack the top 20 list. Last year, we were the 15th happiest nation. This year, we were the 23rd. And when you just take the results of Americans under the age of 30, we were 62nd on that list. So as a culture, as a country, we are becoming less happy because the things we've been told to pursue, the things that we've been told are going to give us that blessed life, are leaving us empty. And it's not just people who are under the age of 30 who are dissatisfied with this life. It's people who are rich and famous and have done everything they ever wanted, and they're feeling empty. It's guys like Brad Pitt, right? Great, famous movie star, married some of the most beautiful women in the world, has houses all over the globe, made millions of dollars. Yet in a Rolling Stones magazine interview that he did several years ago, he confessed this inner sadness that has plagued him in his entire life. In the interview, he says this. He says, I know all these things are supposed to seem important to us. The car, the condo, our version of success. But if that's the case, why is this general feeling out there reflecting more isolation and desperation and loneliness? He says, if you ask me, I say, toss this. We have to find something else. I don't have the answers yet. The emphasis now is on success and personal gain. I'm sitting in it, and I'm telling you, that's not it. Right, and I can go on and on of stories of celebrities, people who have won Super Bowls, like Deion Sanders, who drove his car off a cliff because he wanted to end his life because the Super Bowl wasn't as fulfilling and as happy as he thought it would be. Right, Jim Carrey, several years ago, you've probably heard him say this, I think everyone should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so that they can see that that's not the answer. Right? And so if making money and having the right house and getting married to the right person, if those things aren't the answer, what's the answer? The answer is Jesus. The answer is filling your soul with God's love for you on a daily basis. And if you're here today and you're like, but Sean, I've committed to following Jesus. Like, I've been baptized, I've surrendered him, and yet I'm still sad. I'm still struggling, I'm still feeling empty. I would say you're not alone. And that is why Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And the words hunger and thirst are in the present tense, meaning ongoing, continual action. Meaning he says every single day you need to wake up and you need to continue to pursue your relationship with God. You need to continue to fill your heart and your mind with God and his love and his truth. Because you're not just a body, you're not just a mind, you are a soul that has a body and has a mind. And God's created our souls with an unlimited capacity to hunger and to thirst. Kind of hate it sometimes, but he has created us that way so that we would crave an unlimited God, so that the things of this world would never satisfy us, would never fill us up. Instead, when we pursue them, they just leave us disappointed, hungry for more. And so Jesus says you need to hunger and thirst. You need to pursue your relationship with him on a daily basis in order for God to fill you up.